Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you, my friends. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. 2017. No excuses for those of you who noticed late. We are now in full-blown 2017, and I'm going to do a series of shows I have been to give you and to get you thinking in the big picture, right? Because it's appropriate this time of year, especially on a perfect Saturday morning. It's appropriate to think in terms of the big picture, the broad-range issue about your health, the philosophic, theologic considerations, the perspectives you've got to give to change in 2017 your health status, where you're at. Lots of my show, and I'm in my fifth year, 295 shows today, 295 hours, always trying to drill you to get you to a perspective. Why? Because in my experience over 20 plus years, it's your perspective that you bring to your healing, your health concern, your symptom, your disease, whatever you want to call it. It's your perspective that in the end determines whether you win or you lose. Now, I think many of us have a great attitude on the whole, but I do a show like I'm going to do today because I think we're missing the deeper levels of healing. Meaning, I think most of us are generally interested, at least that listen to these types of shows, generally interested in supplementation. You're generally interested in the things you can do, like the cleanses and the flushes for your health. You've got an understanding that you can improve symptom, give your body a better chance of overcoming a particular health concern. But what I think we're missing is that we got to get more radical. And that's something that maybe I wouldn't have said 10 years ago, but overall, my finding, and I really humbly submit this to you to consider, is that by the time you've been pushed to the brink, and by that I mean you've got a problem that you just have to deal with, meaning you can't put it off, you can't do things sort of doggedly, you can't do things sort of, you know, halfway. You've got to actually bring yourself, and you've gotten yourself to that point where you're not going to be working anymore. You're not going to get up out of bed anymore. You've brought yourself to that point where you just really can't function anymore. That's what the show is about, because those of you in that place, in that space, have to think radically. And that's what I think we're missing. That there's an appropriateness for radical activity. Extreme things that formerly, perhaps in the past, you might have brushed off as, I can't do that, that's ridiculous. Now, I tried to hit on this last week and said crazy, wonderful things like move to the woods, go live in a yurt, dive into the ice-cold ocean, wrap clay all over your body, sun yourself at the beach in wild resort-like places like Big Sur. Make sure you're living in a home that's made of organic material and not concrete and rhubarb and all the steel encasements. And that's what I'm talking about. But there's lots more to that. In fact, there is dozens of things you can do. So what I thought you might think in terms of is for this year, regardless of where you're at in your health, to take a look at my show last week, to take a look at today's show, it's archived at straighttalk.cc, and pick a couple of these things, but rather than spin into that sort of superficial, let me just go do it, and I don't want to know what it's really about. Pick one or two things and really deepen your understanding. When we talk today, and we're going to start with shifting the posture, I just don't want you to understand topically that shifting the posture is a good thing. I want you to understand that if over the next year you can actually change the position of your body as it hits the ground, I want you to understand it so deeply, and here's my example, one of many examples. I want you to understand how shifting your posture, radical change number one, over this year, you change the way you stand. I don't mean forcibly, I mean naturally. You change the alignment of your bones. I want you to understand that that controls your fertility or your sex life. I want you to know it's one of the best things you can do to prevent cancer. I want you to understand that structure determines function. So I'm going to mention a lot of things today, some of which, like shifting your posture, you might generally respect as a good thing to do. But when I use the term radical, what I mean is I want you to have a radically comprehensive understanding of the implications of the things I'm going to ask you to consider in today's show. Now, that's what I think most people miss. And why is that so important? Because before you're going to do a radical thing, before you're going to do something extreme, two things have to happen. Number one, you have to be to the point where you're desperate. And that's, for 99% of us, the reality. You're not going to do radical things. You're not going to go leave your apartment and live in a yurt somewhere up the coast unless you're desperate. Meaning, unless you've already tried the allopathic approach, you've tried a lot of the holistic concepts and they haven't worked, and it's 5 years later and you're starting to feel like you're on the skids, until you feel desperate, you're not going to do these things. That's one requirement for radical action. The second one is you have to understand it. I don't mean topically. I mean deeply. And that's how we're going to proceed today, to try to get you to the deeper understanding. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. There is no show like this in America. I kid you not. We're not talking about quick fix remedies. We're not talking about making claims for nutritional supplements that are nothing short of miraculous. We are talking about comprehensive models, different models that the American public needs to bring to their concept of what it takes when you're in that desperate state to get your life back and to give yourself radiant health like you used to have. Get to the website if you can, straighttalk.cc, that's not .com. .cc, that's Straight Talk with two T's. I archive the shows. You can listen as many times as you like, and you should. These shows are designed to make you listen a couple of times because I want you to get to it deeply. So, for 2017, shift your posture. That's an Ida Rolf concept. Ida Rolf, biochemist. Ida Rolf of the Rolf Institute. Ida Rolf, one of the great medical geniuses of our day. If you're looking at picture number one or number two or number three or number four or number five, all sorts of angles on the concept that Ida Rolf tried to convey. In a nutshell, change your posture, because structure determines function. That means the heart disease that you have has a relationship to how that heart sits in your rib cage. If those shoulders are rolled in, if your spine's kyphotic, it's crushing the lungs and the heart. That counts. That adds up. If you've got an extreme sway back, if your psoas is anteriorly displaced, these are all topics I've talked about on so many of my shows. So those of you who are listening, where some of this is new, just be patient and study. I ask you to study, because that's how you attach more deeply. That anteriority of your psoas muscle will crush your genitals. It will crush your ovaries. It'll crush your prostate. It'll crush your uterus. It'll crush your lower intestinal tract. the shifting of a muscle. Picture 5, the psoas muscle. Excuse me, picture 8 and 9, the psoas muscle. 8, 9, and 10, the psoas muscle. When that muscle gets short, you're changing your structure. You're changing your posture. That will have massive effect on the organ systems around that muscle. And so on and so forth. And you can look at the whole body that way. We have an ideal posture, and we have all sorts of distortions in the posture. This is an art as you study it, but the big point and what you must get from the last few minutes is that you may make a decision this year to pick one thing to do that's radical. One radical thing you can do is change your posture. Go get out the wedding pictures or the pictures of you when you were 19 or 20 and look at those pictures. Look at them from the front. Look at them from the side. Look at them from the back. That was a posture to be proud of. That was a posture before you shifted past middle age into a posture that will disorient and put undue compressive forces on the organs around those bones. Structure determines function. If you have faulty structure, you will evolve a faulty function. If you have kidney issues, you have to consider this. If you have problems in your liver, if you have problems in digestion, if you have problems with fertility, if you have problems with your lungs, if you have problems up in the brain. It's fascinating you can say something like this. I realize I'm saying this to you. This, I'm sure, sounds somewhat credible to you, but you have to take it a step further. I want you to think of your health concern. I want you to think of your disease. I want you to think of your symptom. And I want you to understand that one way to look at your health concern is that it's been influenced in a very negative way, that a powerful negative influence has been exerted because your posture is faulty. That's what Rolf meant by structure determines function. Now that's taking it in more deeply. And what you're not going to do, what you're not going to make the mistake of doing, what I implore you to understand, is that if you have a health concern, no one, especially me, is saying that if you straighten out your posture by virtue of that single benign act, by virtue of that single act, no one is saying that your health concern is going to go away, you see. That's what you do. I don't want you to do that. That's what people do. One of the problems in the way we interpret holistic medicine is that when we're told about something that's radically important, gallbladder flushes, coffee enemas, HCL therapy, all sorts of vital, very studied, documentedly successful things you can do for your health, and we tell you they're going to have a massive impact on your health, you decide. Somebody makes a faulty assumption, an undue jump in the logic, a mistake. And that mistake is to say, well, if structure determines function and it's radically important to change the posture, and a faulty posture can create problems around the heart, around the lung, around the kidney, around the genitals, around the bones, well, then it just stands to reason that I ought to expect those health concerns to disappear, to be eliminated by changing our posture. That's where you make your mistake. And what I implore you to do, what I urge you to do, what I oblige you to do, if you're interested in holistic medicine, is to understand you've got to get a better perspective on what we really mean here. When we say you have a health concern, you've had a heart attack and you're moving towards congestive heart failure, you have protein in your urine, and someone's told you you have chronic progressive deteriorating kidney disease. You've had bouts with ascites. You have tumors in different places. You're infertile. When you have a real health concern, what you have to do is look at the expression of that problem as a composite of a failure of many different systems in the body that are no longer functional. You have to look at the emergence of that symptom in response to the failure of your gravity lines, of your posture, of the failure of other components, the sleep that you didn't get, the posture that went down, the fact that the eliminatory organs, we're going to get in this today, are no longer eliminating. The fact that your emotions have held you in a sympathetic dominant tone for many, many years. You have to understand the context in which we say to you, do something for your health. Do something for your health, like change your posture, doesn't mean you can pin on the back of your posture the sole cause of your problem. Your problem, your health concern, is an expression of the collapse of many different systems. Now, if that makes sense to you, if you can grasp that, then you understand the context that you have to bring to all these different things you can do for your health. Otherwise, you're going to get very disappointed. The average guy out there in the street hears about things like gallbladder flushes and how posture and yoga and all these wonderful things we can do for our health are important. And they're skeptical because the people we trust for counsel are skeptical. But finally, you cave in and you go one day at your brother's advice and you do a coffee enema. You go to a nutritionist. You do a gallbladder flush. You do a colon cleanse. And when you don't get the result for your specific health concern that you hoped, I know what you do. You turn your back on it. See, that's where your perspective fails you. So oblige me the last 5 minutes, emphasizing to you the perspective you have to bring to everything I'm going to tell you today. We have to get a little philosophical because your attitude in the end is the reason you cure or you don't. You succeed or you don't. Change your posture, number one. Let's keep going. Number two, get more flexible. That means you have to respect what we mean by the tendon. The tendon is, of course, simply stated, where the muscle attaches to the bone. Now, I put the pictures up on the show today, picture 6, picture 7, picture 8, picture 9. I put today a bunch of tendons. You know what tendons are. If you go down and touch the back of your foot just above the heel bone, you're going to feel your Achilles tendon. If you put your fingers underneath your knee, in the back of the knee, you're going to feel other tendons. Places on the wrist where you take your pulse, you're going to feel those hard, ropey connective tissues, and those are tendons. Tendons are where the muscles connect to the bone. Now, here's what you're not told. Here's what you don't know. And here's why, over this next year, one of the most radical things you can do is get your body 50% more flexible. And I'm talking about as it relates to getting rid of your health concern. If you're headed towards dementia, and you know it, if you're headed towards renal failure, if your liver is failing you, if you have a chronic progressive sclerosing liver, early stage fibrosis or cirrhosis. Any health concern, any of you sitting there right now that have a health concern, has to understand that you can bring a great deal of health to that condition if you get 50% more flexible. Now, here's the reason. So I don't want you to simply kick back and say, oh, yeah, I know getting flexible is a good thing for me. That's not news to me. This is what's news to you. The tendon is connected to the fascial system, that web of connective tissue surrounding each and every organ, each and every cell, connecting tendons to ligaments and tendons to organs and organs to organs and organs to bone. The whole matrix of the body communicates through this thing we call a fascial web. So many times I talk about this. If you're new to the show, get on the website, check my other shows. But the tendon is connected to the fascial web. The fascial web is very connected to your organs. Your organs live in fascial encasings that are, and here's the point, owned by the tendon. Your tendon owns your organs. Tendons control organs. If you're fibrotic, if you're extremely tight in the tendons, and who isn't after 60? You have to understand that one of the negatively influential factors is the fact that you are no longer or have never been particularly flexible. And yes, if you popped out of the womb inflexible, if you remember yourself to be inflexible when you were a kid, that inflexibility has plagued your health your entire life. So I'm asking you to make a strong connection between your health concern, regardless of what it is, and your degree of flexibility. For those reasons, there is a physical connection between the tendon, the fascial system, and the organ. And when those tendons are tight, the fascia will be tight. And if the fascia is tight enough, it compresses not only the organ, but the arteries, the veins, the nerves, and the lymphatic systems going in and out of the organs. So the entire matrix or community or neighborhood of the organ is now held captive to the tension lines in the fascia, which are controlled by your tendons. Soften, 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 and soften. The way you can measure efficacy of therapy, the way you know, despite the fact it's a long road, perhaps, but the way you know you're improving is if you're getting softer, softer from the outside to the inside. And again, many of these things aren't even understood in medicine. Many of these things aren't measured. Many of these things aren't a concern of anybody's. And this is why I do this show. I think, for the most part, we are missing the real medical paradigm. But you have to sit on what I'm saying, which means get to the website, straighttalk.cc, that's 2ts.cc, not .com, and listen to my show again and again. Otherwise, perhaps you'll get lost. You'll say it's too complicated, and it's not. Not if you put health on the A-list. If you put health on the A-list, and if you're desperate, you're about to put health on your A-list. If you really want radiant health, you're putting health on the A-list. If you're looking for a quick fix, a supplement, keep looking, and I wish you the best. Perhaps you'll have that lucky day. But what I'm asking you to do for 2017 is get radical and get deep in your understanding. So tight tendons pull fascial lines tight and distort organ function. Number two, change the posture, lengthen the tendons. This year, get 50% more flexible. Whatever that means to you, we'll leave that alone for now. Unwind. Now here's a big one. 2017, a radical move. Unwind your body. Wow, what is that? What does that mean? What relevance could that possibly have to you? I'm going to answer that question today in a bizarre way. I want you to go to the top and look at the YouTube clip. The top, the YouTube clip, don't play it yet. It says, how to discharge trauma. Trauma release polar bear. Some of you have seen this video before, but maybe not this video. This video got so hot that everybody's picked it up in the health circuit. Because we're all in the same corner. We feel that this polar bear you're about to watch is a gift to us, mankind from nature, to teach us how to live in a crazy world, to teach us how animals successfully negotiate traumatic events. But before you just turn it on, I want you to take a look at a special tissue here. Look at picture number 17. And add to picture 17, if you're driving and you can't get on the pictures, just listen. The meninges, the dural tissue. Many of you know my love with the dural tissue. The dura around the brain. The dural tissue dividing the brain. If you go to picture 19, the dural tissue surrounding the spine all the way down to the sacrum. The dural tissue, that for all practical purposes is brain tissue. Only this tissue, the dural tissue, this version of brain tissue, is pain sensitive. Did you know the brain itself is not pain sensitive? It doesn't have too many pain receptors. But its covering, its skin, is rich, is loaded, is probably, if not the one of the most heavily invested tissues in the body with respect to pain sensitivity. And the dural tissue is where you store your tension. So whatever version of tension you have, whatever tension means to you, whether it's traumatic emotional tension or just the tension from working three jobs and having six children, whatever that tension may be, chemical tension too, structural tension. You've been in car accidents multiple times and your body's hammered with scars. Whatever version of tension you have, understand that in response to those traumatic events, this tissue, the dural tissue, it pulls tight, it contorts, and it has a memory of the traumatic event so that it holds you hostage to that traumatic event for the rest of your life. You may shake it from your mind, but you won't shake it from your body. You won't shake it from your being. You won't get to the point where your physiology, your cell biology, will escape the tension that's being held in the dural tissue. You won't get to the point where your biology, your DNA, the inner workings of the cell will escape the tension being held in the dural tissue unless you unwind. So for 2017, change your posture. For 2017, get 50% more flexible. For 2017, learn what it is and perhaps have the privilege of experiencing what it is to unwind your body. Now, let's attach unwinding your body to this video. I'm going to turn it on. You turn it on in sync with me now. Go ahead. Those of you who are not, of course, at the computer, what we're talking about here is a polar bear. And this video is basically saying that animals know how to discharge trauma. And you're about to see a polar bear being shot with a tranquilizer gun, being fondled by humans, being put into an abnormally traumatic emotional state. And sometime during this traumatic event, the polar bear is going to begin shaking violently in this really bizarre way. And what this whole video, and you can watch the whole thing on your own later, this whole video is effectively going to say towards the end, as that polar bear shakes and shakes and breathes, is that is how this polar bear, tracked down for perhaps the first time in its life, attacked with a gun, fondled by what could be aliens to the polar bear up there in the wild Arctic, perhaps never having a human encounter, as it trots off completely free of the trauma of the attack because, and many of you are watching this now on the video, the polar bear shakes off the tension with such exquisite capacity that it frees itself completely from the damage. Now, if you're driving, I think I've just done a pretty good job of describing to you what you must see on video. And if you're listening at home, please watch this again later on. Because what this video is going to go on to tell you is that there are only two living organisms, two mammals that don't do this. This video is going to say this polar bear shook off its tension and unwound the tension in its dural tissue as a means of popping up after this traumatic event and just walking away like a normal polar bear. Animals in the wild know how to release traumatic tension. It is why they reign supreme. And this video is going to go on to say that there are only two mammals that don't do that. One are animals in captivity. And number two are humans. Now, this is one of the great benefits of being a doctor. You study everything. You practice everything. You compare and contrast everything. And every now and then, God puts a gem into your think tank. This is a gem. This video is a gem. If you can bring right perspective to this video, you've learned everything. If you can bring right perspective to this, and better yet, bring yourself to the point where you can do what the polar bear does, you will galvanize your health. You will bring to your healing. You will bring to the desperation of your life something extraordinarily dynamic. This video is a topper. I've looked at this video so many times in sheer awe of what nature does that mankind has forgotten to do. What nature does that animals in zoos no longer experience. I mean, isn't that the clincher? You always hear me tell you, look at your animal and watch it shake. Look at your loving animal. Watch it yawn and shake. It's doing the polar bear dance. Your cat, when it purrs and it undulates its spine, is doing what the polar bear does. Those animals, those pets of yours, are out in the street fighting, hunting, being attacked, attacking, going through emotional, traumatic events that would put you out of commission. You, Homo sapien, would put you, urban living city dweller, out of commission for a year or a decade. And these animals live like this every day. We know our animals have wisdom. The wisdom is found in the practice, the daily health ritual of your dog, of your cat, of your polar bear, of animals in nature. Gives us clear evidence of their sophisticated ability to just shake off stress. That stress is held in that dural tissue. Picture 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. That stress is held in the dural tissue. Could you suppose that you, in 2017, could make a commitment to getting to the point where you could shake out your tension? Now, if you're sitting home asking yourself, well, what does he mean? How do I do that? Who do I call? You've got to get onto the website. And you've got to listen to the shows. Because this is not complicated stuff, but it's profound stuff. You see, simple things that go deep. So there's not so much rhetoric and there's not so much cerebration. It's not so cerebral, but it is profound. To move yourself towards what you observe your animals to do each and every day, to shake out your tension, is clearly an example of an animal, of a person, who's so resonant with those Schumann waves, those telluric currents, those connections to the magnetic fields of the earth and the sky, that they're resonating, physiologically resonating. I'm talking frequency hertz resonating effectively with the core of the earth and the stars of the sky. And that's the way animals live, in tune with nature. You're watching your dog and your cat live in tune with nature. You're watching your dog and your cat live in alignment, in accordance with the sky and the universe and the earth's core. And that is biophysical medicine. That's biophysical medicine. That is not biochemical medicine. I got into a lot of this my last show. So if you were at the waves of Big Sur, at the rocks of Big Sur, if you were with the clay wrapped around your flesh, if you were stretching those tendons, if you were breathing more deeply, if you were cleaning your body, at some point that dural tissue would begin to unwind. Or perhaps it could unwind tonight. I don't know fully who I'm talking to right now. Avid listeners in different levels of health. Perhaps a one deep breath will make you begin to shake. Perhaps it'll be a year of training. What I want you to understand is that this is a radical idea. And radical, if you're desperate, is where you need to go. Let's keep going radically. Open the breath. Open your breath. What does that mean? Open the breath. If you spoke to Pavarotti, to Caruso, when they were alive, to Maria Callas, to any of your great operatics, to any singer, to Freddie Mercury, to Elton John, anybody that uses their voice understands what it is to open their breath. Any great actor, any great Shakespearean theater actor understands what it is to open the breath. To be able to use the diaphragm to relax the body, to enunciate. Any great martial artist understands how to use breath to relax the body. There's a great scene, you movie people. I'm a movie guy. Hulk, the one with Ed Norton and Liv Tyler. The second Hulk that came out in the last 10 years. The Hulk with Ed Norton. Ed Norton's in Brazil being trained by Rickson Gracie, one of the Gracie brothers. To me, the best of the Gracies. And he's in some dojo down in Brazil being trained by this Aikido, by this Jiu-Jitsu master, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu master. Ed Norton, the Hulk, is being trained, and he's being trained because if he'll get angry, he'll turn into the Hulk, and he doesn't want to do that. So there's this great scene in the dojo. I won't tell you the punchline, but his trainer, Hickson, is trying to get him angry. And in the scene, Hickson is doing all these manipulations with his diaphragm. Hickson Gracie, one of the world's greatest martial artists, is doing Nolly. Nolly, that crazy weird yoga pose that I keep putting on my shows. Nolly. He's manipulating his diaphragm, and he's telling the Hulk, you have to breathe so you can relax, so you can bring your pulse down, or you're going to turn into the Hulk. Great little innuendo there, and just your Hollywood film. And that's the point. The martial artists understand this. The operatics understand this. Even radio people understand this. You can't enunciate. You can't be heard if you can't relax your diaphragm. This is not a little thing. This is a big thing. It's a radical thing. For 2017, learn to open your breath. Ladies, you do it every year. Yeah, you get pregnant and you go to Lamaze and you learn to relax and birth because you know about all the things that can go wrong with birth. The baby won't turn. The baby gets caught on your pubic bone. Cervix doesn't dilate. You tear inappropriately. You need an emergency cesarean. And so on and so forth. Women know this all the time. So what do? They know they need to learn to relax, so they go to Lamaze. Well, you know what's at stake, right? Your health and the health of your baby. We get that. John Q. Public gets that. I'm asking you to consider that it is radically important for you to learn to open your breath. So you with the prostate problem, and you with the back pain, and you with the arthritis, and you with the memory issue, and you with glaucoma, and you with loss of hearing, heart issues, palpitations, anxiety, depression. Everybody needs to learn to open their breath. That is a radical act. You have to train yourself to learn to open your breath. And you can. You can. Lots of people do. If people took opening their breath as seriously as women take birthing a child, we'd have a lot more people with patent breath. More than that, just learn to appreciate the diaphragm. Go to picture 12. Look at picture 12. That's your diaphragm. What a weird-looking, alien-like organ. Look at that. The diaphragm. It's dome-shaped. It's glued to the underside of your ribs from front to back, and then it's glued to your spine through these little strips called crura or cruce. One strip is called the right cruce, and the other two strips are called the right cruce, and the other strip on the left side is called the left cruce, C-R-U-S. Funny looking organ. Go to picture 16 if you can. Those of you just listening, you got to see your diaphragm. You've got to see the organ that controls your nervous system. Around that diaphragm are the impulses your hypothalamus is going to send to all cells of your body. All the instructions from the hypothalamic center, mediated through the autonomic nerves to the cells, is integrally tied in to the diaphragm. So that alien-looking organ there, picture 16, that alien-looking organ, that's not a little deal, that's a big deal. Opening your breath is everything. The martial arts understand it. The singers understand it. The actors understand it. Women that have birthed hopefully understand it. John Q. Public needs to understand it. You need to understand this. Now listen, this is 35 minutes into the show. We've talked about five or six radical things, but I know what too many of you are doing. Too many of you are looking for the supplement to fix your health concern. And I wish you the best, and I hope you find that supplement. If you don't, your situation be much more complicated. I suspect many of you listening are already desperate because you've got a disease, a chronic progressive disease that's simply being managed. To manage your disease just means we're going to do the best we can, but you're still going to die of it quickly, more quickly and worse. You got it. It's unfortunate. We're going to do the best we can do. And that makes you desperate, understandably. You have to think radically. Another radical action in 2017 would be to begin to learn to experience what it is to open your breath. And I've offered you some very strong justification that no one in good science can deny. But I want to be very emphatic about this point. What you cannot do, and what you may do, and what you may misunderstand, is that I'm saying, or anybody is saying, that if you've got a brain tumor, or you're in congestive heart failure, or you're up for a back surgery, or you're infertile, that if you open your breath, you'll see those problems go away. No one is saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that opening the breath is one of a composite of radically important things for you to bring together to assault your disease, to wage the war and to win the war against your symptom, your disease, your health concern is a matter of recruiting all of God's divine mechanisms already intact within you to mobilize, organize in a coherent fashion. Coherent and organized by systems that we may never understand as earthlings, that are so divine in nature and so complicated in nature that we can only pet them and oblige them and beg them to work in our direction and let those systems with their own godly intelligence do the job. If you are Christian, if you believe in God, you have to consider my statement, whoever you are. Because I'm telling you, quite sincerely, that is how it works. Now, if you look at the broad scale approach to holistic health, to allopathic health included, it's very singular. It's what cleanse do I do to get rid of the symptom? What supplement do I do to get rid of the symptom? What drug do I take to get rid of the symptom? Or what surgery do I take to get rid of the symptom? Those are myopic, short-sighted approaches. And unless you're positive they're going to work, think twice. And if they don't work, don't be surprised. Because they're being offered to you at the expense of these incredibly profound mechanisms that are already intact within you. Why are you not hearing that? Well, I know you are hearing that. That's why you listen to this show. That's why you listen to K-Bright. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you're lost in the labyrinth and you have health concerns and you want to get put on the right track, call my office. 714-850-1007. 1007. Radical things you can do for your health for 2017. Open your breath. How about opening the excretory system? How about taking 2017 to vary, to cycle a bunch of powerful cleanses? Pick one of these things I've mentioned for 2017. Just get the job done. Don't do it halfway. Don't do it doggedly. Don't do it incorrectly. Don't do it incompletely. Do it all the way. Get 50% more flexible. Really shift your posture. Really open your breath. Or don't do any of them. Really cleanse. Cleanse yourself. Give yourself an overhaul. Open the vial flow. I put on the website different books and things to talk about liver and gallbladder flushes. Please don't get caught up in the liver and gallbladder flushes. Read. Do it under medical supervision. Do it on your own. Use your common sense. Are these things dangerous? Yes, they are. Everything is dangerous. Screwdrivers are dangerous. Vacuum cleaners are dangerous. Driving a car is dangerous. Walking down a city street is dangerous. Gardening in your backyard is dangerous if there's a rattlesnake and you didn't see it. So cleanses are dangerous too. How's that? And if your health is compromised, gardening in the backyard and getting bit by a rattlesnake is a lot worse. And if your health is compromised, doing these flushes and things is more risky. So if you feel afraid, read and learn and listen and use your common sense and start gently or do it under medical supervision. Go to your doctor and say, I want to do one of these wacky things. I want your supervision. Make relationship with men and women of knowledge and do it. You can do it if you want to do it. But you got to put it on the A list. For 2017, you got to put your desperate situation on the A list. Otherwise, you're going to put it on that list, the C list. You know, I was going to get my hair dyed this week, but funds were tight, so I said, I'll do it next month. That's the C list. We were going to go on vacation, but The money's not there. That's the C list. We were going to buy the more expensive cut of beef, but, you know, funds are tight. That's the C list. The A list is your rent. The A list is there's a calamity, like the car breaks down. We give our mechanic more respect than we give our bodies. How is that? How can that be? When was the last time you couldn't get to work because your car was broke and you didn't find the money to fix your car? By and large, you can't remember when that was the case. Because your car is on the A list. How about your pet? Your dog or your cat? The last time it moaned in pain. When was the last time your animal moaned in pain and you didn't express it to the vet? You can't remember a time. But your body? That's not on the lay A list. You'll keep putting it off and off and off and off. Don't do that. So go to your liver gallbladder cleanses. Picture 25. That's Moritz. No one wrote a better book than Andreas Moritz on the liver and gallbladder. Read that book. Then there's the kidney cleanse. Go to 28, Dr. Schultz, 28 and 29. Do a Schultz kidney cleanse. For what problem? Your kidney? No, for everything. So here's the information you've got to attach to more deeply. You don't do a liver cleanse for liver problems or a kidney cleanse for kidney problems or a cardiovascular cleanse for arterial issues. You do them for your health. Because if you don't eliminate optimally, what builds up in the blood ends up being deposited in your tissues. And your cells don't like that. Now there. That is so simple. Yes, that's right. Your cancer, your heart disease, your autoimmune disease is in response to the water between the cells. The environment that the cells sit in has a lot to do with the emergence of that disease. And when you clean your excretory systems, when you change the rate at which your body can remove garbage from the blood, out the kidney, out the skin, out the breath, out the lymph, out the liver gallbladder, out the intestines, when you change the rate at which you can move that garbage, you clean the intercellular space. And your cell says, thank you. Now I can work on being a healthy cell instead of a cancerous one. It's not a lot more complicated than that, but what I said runs deep. Your doctors in your hospitals will not tell you that. Not enough people tell you that. Because it's too simple. Wow. If it's simple, you're stupid. If it's simple, it's wrong. If it's complicated, it's smart. If it's complicated and you can't understand it, that means it's smarter than you, and you're not too smart. And so the more complicated and the less simple, the more likely it is to be correct. That is the crock pot you've been raised on, academically in school and otherwise. And that is the great lie. Your greatest scientists, your Teslas, your Einsteins, the real scientists. Not the armchair scientists that hang out in the universities, sitting on their rear ends, collecting a paycheck, hoping they get tenure, and hoping they don't get replaced. Not those guys. But the real scientists will tell you, if it's simple, it has a higher likelihood of having a profound effect on whatever system it espouses. Clean your excretory organs. Get into the flushes. The liver, the kidney, the skin, the colon. I put the flushes on the website. You explore that. Wow. It's been 55 minutes. I can't believe it. Where does time go? It'll be 2018 and I won't be finished this show. Banya. Picture 36. If you break down all the snot in between your cells, If you break down the garbage in between your cells, the garbage that pollutes the cells, the garbage that the cells are going to become dysplastic, metaplastic to, anaplastic to, the garbage that your cells are surrounded by, if you clean that out, if you dissolve it with pancreatic enzyme, with fibrinolytic herbs, you have to vasodilate and vasoconstrict your body to push it out even faster. To really clean the extracellular matrix, you need Banya. Banya, hot rocks at 200 degrees, and then an ice pool. You need a practice of Banya. Picture 37. Take a weekend. Go up the coast 4 hours to Carmel. Go to a spa called The Refuge. Gorgeous. Outdoor. I put a picture of it. Picture 37. Go there. Go to the Voda Spa in West Hollywood. If you're down here in Orange County, a poor facsimile of a spa, but nonetheless the best Orange County's got, go to the Ice Spa on Barranca. The Korean spa on Barranca. Do any of these spa things. Get into hot and cold and master it. Spend a year learning how to do a spa practice. Bring that to your intercellular space and just learn and confirm for yourself what Russia, Finland, and Eastern Europe all know. It's a big one. Radical things for 2017. Number one, shift the posture. Number two, get more flexible. Number three, unwind the dura, open the breath, do the cleanses, get it on with Banya. And I could go on and on and on. Maybe part three next week. I don't know. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. That's my office. If you're lost, give me a ring. We'll see you next week. God bless you.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.